I don't know where the money's gone. Don't know where it's gonna be. Not much sure for the work that I've done. What else would I need? Not on the rivers on my feet.
You guys are the infamous String Dusters. Who wants to tell me the story behind that name?
The name comes from a great banjo player and good friend of the band named Ben Eldridge, who is actually in the Seldom Seen, great band that has a lot of history here in Virginia. It doesn't really mean anything. It just sort of captures kind of the spirit and the sound in a way of our band. So we stuck with it.
Talk to me about the members of the band.
Musically speaking, the backgrounds of the five of us are very eclectic. So, you know, kind of the challenge is to distill that into one cohesive sound. And there's so much good music out there right now. Acoustic music, so much going on with that scene. But also just kind of the bigger music world at large. So we're made up of a bluegrass instrumentation, but philosophically speaking, we're really wide open. We just want to make great original music that lasts, write great songs, and put on great performances. So, you know, some people say we're bluegrass, but we're just a band trying to, you know, make our own sound, basically.
Mm-hmm. Is Charlottesville the hometown for any of you?
I live in Nelson County.
Okay.
Two of these guys lived here up until June. We're a little spread out now, but I think Charlottesville in a lot of ways is sort of the spiritual center for the band. It's where a lot of the people that do work on our behalf, you know, it's where the office is. And it's also, in effect, sort of the home of our big festival, the Festi, which is our music festival out of Devil's Backbone.
Now, I read your band's biography, and it said, "Stand for those things in which you truly, passionately believe to the depth of your core." What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it means that I think if you follow what you really enjoy doing and want to do, you're going to be successful. My little brother just graduated from college a month ago and got a job and had it for a little while as an office job and immediately quit and called me and said, "You look so happy in what you're doing. I want to do something like that. It may not be music, but I want to do what really just makes me feel good. And I think I'll in turn be really good at that." So, you know, I think you just have to have an intuition as to what's guiding you in that regard and believe in it.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys on tour now?
Oh, yeah. We're on our American Rivers tour. We're actually launching tomorrow. We just did our beach tour, came up the beach, the East Coast, spent a bunch of days surfing and playing music places like Nag's Head and Charleston. And now we're headed out on the American Rivers tour. We're partnering with American Rivers to try to bring awareness to this huge issue that faces everyone, which is water quality. A lot of people think that water is going to be the main issue that we're going to have to overcome as you know, humanity in general. So, you know, it's convenient that we also love to get out and float and fish, and river culture is part of our culture as a band. But, you know, it was an opportunity for us to work with this great nonprofit that does tremendous things for basically all water quality issues. It's not just rivers, it's aquifers and the entire water cycle. So it can be easy when you're in a band to just be really focused on playing your art and putting on a great show, but it can be an opportunity to shed a little bit of light on other things that are going on. You know, we just have microphones and an audience every night, and we have a big bus that you can plaster a logo on. So we're headed out west. We're playing a bunch on the rivers of the American West, a lot on the Colorado River, which is named the most endangered river in America. And we're going to go out and have a good time and also try to do some good things for the water.
Mm-hmm. Which goes back to what you're trying to accomplish with your music. You want to merge music with the outdoors, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, the music is an extension of our life. You know, when music is good, it is true. I think that's what makes gospel music so good. You know, gospel music comes from people who are living the gospel. They're thinking about their relationship with God all the time. And I feel like my personal connection with the outdoors, writing music about the outdoors, is a very similar thing. You know, it's a connection with the divine, and, you know, that's where I find God. So we make up music that's true to our experience, and it just so happens that's something that we all have in common, is a desire to live life and be outdoors and have consideration for what's going to come after us.
About time you let it go. If it's worry, feel it, but the things you can't control, it's time to let it go. If you think you can make a difference, and the fire is in your soul, if you can't let it go, yeah, just let it go. step back and look inside. It's tumble on the gravel, find another road to travel. Take a chance and let it go. Yeah, just let it go. If it's worry, you can feel it. Or the things you can't control. It's time to let it go. If you think you can make a difference, and the fire is in your soul, go ahead and make it stand. If you can't, let it go. Yeah, just let it go. If it's worry, you can feel it. For the things you can't control. Time to let it go. If you think you can make a difference, and the fire is in your soul, go ahead and take your stand. And if you can't, let it go. Yeah, just let it go. Hey, just let it go.